Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, the podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the smutty books my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined by Vanessa and Barbara.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, so excited to be here.
We still haven't gotten good at saying highs and byes, but we're
maybe,
working on it.
Maybe episode 12.
Yeah.
I think I was just playing into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is, yeah, we got it.
Cool. Yeah, you don't sound like that.
So today's episode is the last episode we have of the year. This is our, technically kind of like our last Christmas episode that's coming out the day after Christmas. I hope you have the best Christmas ever. I hope Santa was good to you, and I hope that you had a great holiday season.
And if you were bad, you probably got sex ed books from Satan.
I hope Satan brought you sex ed books if you were a bad girl or boy or them or they, whatever. Everybody can be bad. I'm excited for today because today we have a presentation from Vanessa. Vanessa, what are we going to do?
Well, I have a little drama. So I know we've like kind of talked about like our very first episode. I don't know if we've talked about it on the show, but we've talked about the first time we ever recorded.
Our lost and, hidden episode.
Forbidden episode.
Episode zero.
So bad.
I interrupted and was like, it's been 45 minutes and we haven't done anything.
So we just stopped recording and went, okay, let's regame.
Yeah. We just needed to practice like being in front of a microphone and at the time holding a microphone and then not realizing for a couple episodes that every time we moved the microphone, it made a fucking noise.
Yeah, that was fun to learn.
I think also for that first episode, we just really didn't have like a good like formula. And I feel like I just spent too much time talking about the book.
And I couldn't keep up.
I think you just have
Well, it was a reverse harem, wide shoes, whatever you want to call it. And Emily, there was four guys. And Emily could not keep up.
I was like, wait, is that the blonde one? Is that the...
No.
So I think it was too advanced, obviously, for our first episode. But...
It has such a... it's so close to our hearts. Like, I wish that it was like... Maybe we'll put it together and do a little...
Maybe we'll do it next Christmas, but I think...
Or maybe if you want to see the forbidden footage...
Maybe we'll put it out.
We'll have to look at it and see.
Figure it out. Like a deer in headlights.
At one point, an alarm went off on the computer because asked Jeff to set a timer.
Yeah, but it went off like 5 minutes in because we thought it would be like an hour and it went off 5 minutes in and we just went, hell, we need an adult.
I think we called Jeff and Eric in here a few times to be like, we don't know what we're doing.
But that's how you learn. That's what they said. I know. So.
They didn't know what we were doing either.
Yeah.
But I also, I think, what was I going to say?
The book that we did for episode zero is where like when you would read the books, I would, this was the first book you told me about, like, in real life.
Yes, this book definitely kind of birthed the episode. This book birthed the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It definitely was one of, like, the first books that I read after I finished, like, ACOTAR and Throne of Glass. So I didn't even read it during Christmas. It was like over the summer.
Yeah.
And I would come into the break room at work and just tell Emily all about this book.
Yes.
And it would make her clutch her pearls. And I really, so of course she wanted to do it for the first episode.
Yeah. And I want to know more about it.
Yeah.
It was called Tangled in Tinsel. Mm-hmm. And, it's definitely a good book, but, and there's some other ones that have come after that, that by the same author that I've read that I really like.
Who's the author?
Trulia Pucci? I don't know. I'm not 100% sure off the top of my head. But should I look it up?
It's Emily Hormberg.
Guys, it's been me this whole time. That's why I was like, oh my God, we should talk about that book.
Well, we're not doing it today. I don't.
Well,
we'll figure out the author name some other time.
Yeah.
Look it up. You know,
I'm an advocate for don't do that homework.
Well, so I had told a client at work about a book, apparently, and she had come in and was like, I read that book that you told me about. And it was the nastiest book I've ever read.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I was immediately worried.
Uh-huh. Was it Tangled and Tinsel, or was it a different
one? No, it was a different book.
What book was it? Do you remember?
Pucking Around.
Oh, I've heard of this one. Yeah, because it's another reverse harem, isn't it?
Yes.
I want to do that one, too.
I haven't done a reverse harem. I read, like, four chapters of Tangled and Tinsel for our episode zero, and I got scared.
Oh, she's backed out. That's probably why I was so nervous, because Barbara just threw it to me.
It's all my fault.
She was like, look, you can take all of these guys.
You're on your own.
It's overwhelming.
So this book is fucking nasty. It is
Tangled and Tinsel.
No.
Pucking
I
around.
Mean, yes.
Pucking Around.
That book's nasty.
Look, I already can't keep up.
See, well, so I have.
We're why choosing our own book this episode.
Basically, there's a lot of books I'm going to mention, so keep up
or don't. Don't worry about it.
But when I found out how much she loved the book, I was like, oh, you have to read Tangled and Tinsel.
Okay, yeah.
And so I think kind of what we always talk about, how like. Your friend's like, I don't want to read about like normal stuff. Right. I want to read about fantasy. She only wants to read three or more.
Oh, hell yeah. My God. I love it.
She's just like, rolls up in her minivan and is like mom and stuff. God. Where she's like, this is what
she's
I want.
She's a busy businesswoman also. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But so I told her, I was like, Tangled and Tinsel, you got to read it. She literally read it in one sitting at the salon. I mean, it's a short book, but
saw her holding her phone and just clicking.
I love that for her.
Straight face.
It was amazing.
Straight shampoo bowl.
This is still my first like interest in this. I'm like, what is this happen? And then whenever people would come in to the salon, and I'd be like, you know, I'd find out, and I'm like, oh, Vanessa reads those snail trail books that you read.
They're up at the desk with me for a good 15.
And I mean, the series came from you sitting in my chair, me doing your hair, and the two of y'all going at it. I'm like, this is our podcast. This is it.
Emily's out there telling everybody my business.
Yes.
And then they come to the front desk and they want all the recommendations, and I have no idea how far to go or how low to go. Now that I have Love Light Farms, I have
the hating game for clients. Yeah, like
you have like your Rolodex of like, okay, you know, episode 10 would be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
You.
How many chili peppers are we talking here? So when she was done with her appointment and done with the book, she had told me that she had read something very similar called Unwrapped by Them, and that was going to be my choice for this episode,
right?
But I could not find it anywhere, though it just came out.
Had you seen it before at all?
No. Uh-huh. This is just something that she had told me about. And like I said, it had just come out like probably the month before she told me about it. This was a while ago.
Yeah.
But it's just missing?
So there's some drama.
Oh. Apparently, like TikToks on it?
I found one, but apparently the Tangled and Tinsel writer went on her Instagram stories and was basically calling it a big old copycat.
Oh.
And the author who wrote Unwrapped by Them, she just got tons of hate
flooded from
fans. Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, the premise, I assume there's not It's the same sort of thing of where if someone were to be like, hey, mm-hmm. I had another busy businesswoman who went to a tiny Christmas town and yeah. they fell in love with yeah. the small town wood shop guy.
You read them once.
They're all kind all. Of yeah. the yeah. same. And, you know, there's no such thing as an original idea.
Book talk drama gets heated, yes. though. There's yeah. always some nonsense. Like, I remember hearing about this author that faked her own death.
What?
Oh, yeah. To increase yeah. the sales?
Book talk, like, drama. There's somebody that I think I follow who, like, just recaps. She's, like, a news reporter. She's like, all right, here's all the drama from book talk in the last week or so.
Wow.
But, yeah, there was an author, apparently, who faked her own death and then came out and announced it and was like, just kidding, I did that for, like, review attention on just, my novel oh. and I've been here the whole time, like, yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah, there's always something. I try to stay a little bit away from it and just stay in a little bubble with my books, but
yeah,
it's always funny when you kind of stumble across something like that.
Yeah, I didn't want to like go too deep yeah. into it because I just don't, I mean, I just, I'll read anything. I don't really like right. for the, I feel like every time I try to look a book up on TikTok, it's always like the name of the author and then like controversy
yeah.
every single time, so yeah. I just stay, oh, everybody's got something to say about everything, right?
Yeah,
but
you just want to read about four read. Dudes banging a chick.
I'm like, here for the smut, like yeah. let's just yeah
we're just here to have fun. Yeah. Here to, you know, yeah. teehee.
So the one video that I did watch, I just thought was interesting, is that they basically said what you said, is that there's no original idea, especially when it comes to stories and
right
smut.
Yeah,
because the premise of the book is snowed in with some dudes,
yeah,
and literally that's the premise of
how many different ways can you possibly
yeah
go
yeah.
there.
My yeah. My friend Laura, who is a big fan of the band The Sinners, which is a whole series and as she calls them, girl porn books, I was telling her about the Tangled and Tinsel, same kind of premise, and she goes like, oh, that's like when the Sinners like tour bus got, you know, snowed, like couldn't drive anymore, and there was only God. One girl on the tour bus.
Oh.
Oh, so is it like a white shoes, like,
yeah, yeah, with the Sinners. What's oh, the name boy. Of the band?
Okay, I definitely oh, need a deep dive to see how spicy
we gotta go
Laura...
on tour with the Sinners.
it's decided.
I just want to see how spicy Laura gets, honestly. That's like my number one reason for wanting to read people's recommendations, because I'm always so curious, like
it tells what... you a lot about them.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Well,
not but not
it does and it doesn't.
Yeah,
we'll leave it at that.
Well, if I'm asking you what your nastiest book is, oh, yeah. come with it.
Yeah. 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 Get ready.
Come with it, because I'm judging.
I don't want no Love Life Farms. I want pucking around.
I feel like you're this really what this is doing is leveling me up, because we talked last episode about how, like, I feel like we're coming from different spots in the spectrum where yeah. you're like, I want to be impressed at how nasty this is. And I'm like, they're in love. Also, yeah. they had sex, but they're in love.
Yeah.
So that's why reverse harem is hard for me, because I'm like, how can you fall in love with four different people all at once? I know I'm a Libra, but like,
it happens, babe. Pucking around. Uh-huh. I think
that's the hockey one. Hockey
yeah,
one?
I hope that's the name of it. Maybe we'll do.
Wasn't there one called Losers that you would read?
Maybe.
Yeah, that one
is that.
Yeah.
Is that harems?
Yeah,
maybe. Harems. Maybe I'll be brave.
It's four dudes and one girl. And they are in love, babe.
All right,
and
I will
pucking
reserve
around,
judgment.
They are in love also. And
all of them.
Two of the dudes are in love.
Ooh.
There's a lot. There's a lot of love.
That's a lot
of
love.
There's a lot of love. There's a lot of scenes to read. Maybe that'll have to be like an extra like two-parter.
Oh, that's going to get complicated when they have to find each other in every lifetime. The logistics of that is, oh my God. All right.
Okay, so, I looked up the author's name, Unwrapped by Them by Eva Ashwood.
Okay.
And then what is the Tangled and Tinsel author?
Julia. Okay.
Looking up.
Trulia Pucci. I was right.
Oh. Huh.
Trulina Pucci. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a real name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't say anything because she's going to fucking write Instagram stories about me.
We get real spun up on the names.
But I don't want anybody coming for me ever. No,
I'm just putting it out what I saw on TikTok.
Oh no, I'm not saying I'm making fun of no one's name.
Nothing we say is ever correct or reliable, and you should never quote
or
us.
Or serious.
Well, everything sounds dirty to us. Also, because we're 12-year-old boys.
Yeah.
So I had to deviate.
Yeah, because you couldn't find it.
Yeah, could not. I even asked. the client, Kelly.
Yeah.
Put her name
Does
out there.
Does she have it? Ooh, Kelly.
I asked her if she, like, I even was going to buy a physical copy. That's how far I was willing to go.
Like, did she have it in her Kindle library?
No, she didn't.
Dang.
Yeah. But also, I don't want to ask her to borrow another woman's Kindle. Like, what?
It's personal.
Yeah. I'd have to give her mine. That would be, like, weird.
Oh, that's true. Mm. I guess I didn't know if you could, like, send
Take
it
one,
to
leave
each other.
One. I don't know how that works. I don't think so.
What if we had, like, a little, one of those, like, little neighborhood libraries?
That's actually, somebody at your bridal shower was saying that somebody will load up like a Kindle. Mm-hmm. Obviously they're not doing Kindle Unlimited. They're like buying the books and then they'll pass the Kindle off to a friend.
Aww.
Once it like
Where it's
has...
like, here's some books that I liked.
Yeah.
That's what smut really is. It's bonding.
Yeah.
Fan bondage.
Hey.
Okay.
I feel like today's episode is a why choose because we're kind of talking about a couple of different things.
Yeah.
I think it's
holidays.
Also, like,
we're kind of just
fun to learn like how we like got yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like our origin story and the like, you know, the forbidden episode that is just again, whenever we're in a better place, we can we'll look back at it and you can see how much we've grown in just such a short amount of time. But
and hopefully Unwrapped by them comes back. I mean, I don't see what the big deal is, you know. There's literally in that video there was like 100 books all called Tangled and Tinsel and they were all smut.
Good lord.
I'm talking like half naked men on the front, and then the Snowden category on Goodreads has literally like 5,000 books.
I wonder why she specifically came after that.
I mean, it is a Snowden Christmas billionaire CEO kind of.
Oh, right, because they're all just like rich CEO. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, but you know when you finish a book and you really love it and you're like, wow, I wish I could read that all over again?
Yeah.
This is how you do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you had to okay, hard so left.
Why choose? She had to choose.
I had to choose another. So I chose Mistletoe Bet, which I mentioned, you know.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. You were talking about how you had read that and you just like were like, no, I just read that for me. I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, I have a love-hate relationship with holidays, I feel like. I feel like they're like Hallmark books or Hallmark movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're really not the best.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
the mafia aren't really doing a lot for the holidays.
They're not doing Christmas books. Yeah.
They're not pucking around.
No.
Yeah. Like the season is on break.
But when you want it, nothing else will. That's what you want.
Yeah. So, and they're all novellas, I feel like, most of the time, which is fine. And I think what the funniest thing is that I notice on these books is that people are reading these to reach their book count for the year.
They need their numbers.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, is this like a niche of like the book world that I don't know about? They're just like these little novellas at the end of like Christmas, like so you can like get your numbers.
Oh my God.
Everybody's run out of time and they know.
I gotta hit my mark. I'm trying to read 100 books by the end of the year.
How
are you doing?
I think I'm at like 90 something.
Okay.
But I'm close.
Yeah, you'll just, you know, blast out some novellas.
Yeah. And if I don't hit it, it's fine.
You will.
It's fine.
You will.
It'll be fine, but you will.
But you will. Yeah.
So Mistletoe Bet.
Yes. Okay. So
Is Mistletoe Bet a novella?
Yeah. It's only 131 pages.
Okay. Ah.
Came out November 2021 by Maren Moore.
There are a lot of books that we've covered that have come out since 2020.
I feel like 2020, everyone went, fuck it, I'll try writing.
Well,
I'm home anyway.
Yeah. I feel like also like a lot of the times whenever I find books on BookTok or Instagram, it is a book that I notice has come out in the past.
Okay,
and I think I've said that before. And I think it just takes a while for it to like
hit the circle.
Catch up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And become like a recommended.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially if it is just a lot of self-published and there's no like, you know, big business backing it or anything.
Yeah. A lot of the times that's how I hear about any book because through Instagram. Okay, so let me read.
So yeah, the synopsis.
Yes. Mistletoe Bet.
Yes. It's super Hallmark.
I bet it's like,
okay,
if I win this bet, you have to kiss me under the mistletoe.
Wow.
There you go. Emily Hornberg. Take it away.
I'm not going to read that. Everyone says there's no place like home. Well, not for me. When I'm forced to spend the holidays at home with my family in Strawberry Hollow.
Okay.
Strawberry Hollow. Again, the names.
Yeah. It's bad. It's bad.
But you know what? This is a recurring thing with our strawberries. There was one where the strawberries killed the guy, or could have killed him. And then the other one, didn't he like call her strawberry?
Yeah, he called her shortcake because she grew up on a strawberry farm.
That's right.
This is
what, is that the hating game?
Yeah, 11 episodes, and we're finding all of these like Stella blossom and bloom. Like there's
strawberries.
We're building a whole universe.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So they're in
Strawberry Hollow.
They're hanging out in Whoville. Okay.
Okay, so I'm forced to spend the holidays at home with my family in Strawberry Hollow. I have no idea how I'm even going to survive the week, let alone make it through my least favorite holiday, Christmas. She's the Grinch.
Is this like a Grumpy Sunshine situation?
Kinda.
Okay.
That is until I run into my childhood crush and my brother's best friend.
Best friend, pleasure dom.
He is kind of... Anyways.
Parker. So we know it's going to be nasty because Vanessa's read it.
That's why you said I'm so excited.
Actually, I had to read it twice. Technically. Get those numbers. So his name is Parker Grant.
That's okay.
A hot name. That's a wealthy name. Mm.
Now he's the sexy off-limit doctor in our small town and nothing like the man I left behind 6 years ago. While I hate the holidays, there's nothing that he loves more. Well, other than a good bet. Which is exactly what happens when we end up together under the mistletoe, a bet that changes everything. He asked for the next 7 days to change my mind about Christmas, but 7 days alone with Parker is more than any of us bargained for.
Emily and I just looked at each other and went,
7 days too long for you?
No, it's just the most like...
I'm going to change your idea about Christmas. You're going to love Christmas.
What's that Christmas movie with the, you know, the ghosts of Christmas past? And
It
just seems like such a like Scrooge. 7 days to... You're going to learn to... I don't know.
We've you're going to learn like, the meaning of Christmas. And I'm going to show you, like,
see
how happy these kids are. You know, let's go to that fucking Christmas tree farm where they're not fucking.
The meeting of Christmas and my cock.
Yeah. He's like, you're going to change your mind.
Anyway.
So let's see. But 7 days alone with Parker is more than any of us bargained for. Now there's so much more at stake than a silly mistletoe bet. So I'll tell you right now, she doesn't like Christmas because her parents got divorced and, you know, split holidays.
You can still get two of them.
Valid. So valid. Okay,
yeah. Yeah. And so basically when she graduated, she went away to school. She's from New York.
Yet again.
So she went to NYU and basically just never came back home.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow. For holidays. And so she just wants to like be a busy businesswoman. No time to come back for holidays.
I bet she didn't go see the Rockettes either.
She probably, it's funny. She talks about how she works so much that she doesn't even really get to enjoy the city. So she definitely has not seen the fucking
Cannot
Rockettes.
Enjoy the Rockettes.
Cannot. Yeah.
But yeah, so she stays away and she doesn't like to be around for the holidays especially. So I think that's kind of why.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I know my parents divorced. I don't remember them ever being together, which I feel like is the best way to go about it because I've never known anything else.
Oh, yeah. My parents divorced at 18 and it was like, what? Yeah.
Strategy.
This is weird.
Before I even know what's going on.
Yeah. They could have done this a long time ago.
Yeah.
Save me some trauma.
There you go. Yeah. Because we're perfectly, everything's good.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. You guys have... Anyway. I've only been doing this for my whole life.
Yeah. My parents are still together, but it's fine.
Lucky dog.
Oh, boy. So he's going to teach her, come back home. You're going to love Christmas. You're going to fall in love with me.
Yeah.
Did they ever date?
No.
Because it's something about how you said, like, the man she left behind 6 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
He's not the same.
Okay. She just hasn't been home in 6 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's only a couple years older than her. So when she graduated, he was probably still in school.
Brother's best friend.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But they were, like, tight. Like, you know, mom would always make them take her with them, do stuff together.
It's kind of like a hating game.
Okay.
Sibling's best friend.
Hating game?
Love Light Farms.
What was it?
Love Light Farms?
What was he scared her a bunch?
Oh, Pleasure Dom. Hollow's Grove.
Wasn't that like her best friend's brother?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was waiting in the wings to jump out and scare you.
So probably the same as this.
Okay.
Yeah, well, she's been in love with him her whole entire life.
All right. She had a crush. All
right. Yeah, but she was always like, he doesn't want me because I'm just some stupid...
I'm the little kid's sister.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So they never...
did anything.
No.
Not but yet. He's always been kind and a little flirtatious and...
Not flirtatious, but just like... like best friend. Like kind of like a brother.
Ugh.
But only because they were young.
Only because he's around.
Only because it's they grew up together like siblings. Friends.
Yeah, and then you learn about your changing body and your changing feelings.
So she wouldn't even like see her brother at Christmas.
No, she never. Yeah, she never came.
Yeah,
home.
So he's like, oh, you're in town. You're back in Strawberry Fields. Whatever.
Strawberry Hollow.
Sorry.
Remind me, why does she come back home this year?
So her mom is like, please come. Like, she's been guilting her. Please okay. come home. Me and your dad have worked some things out.
Okay. Sure.
And we want to be...
we're going to be a family again.
Basically, kind
save
of.
Save Christmas.
Yeah. And if you don't come home, it's not going to work.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So it's... okay. All right.
So she comes home and immediately her mom's having like this big party, this big Christmas party, and like the whole town's there. And she's there in her, like, Valentino dress and her Louboutins, like, straight from New York.
Busy businesswoman. Probably in all black.
I don't remember.
She's not wearing... she's definitely not wearing, like, a candy cane earring or anything.
Oh, hell no. But he does show up in a candy cane tie.
Oh. He's okay. got the spirit.
He's and the like sunshine.
A, like mm-hmm. a, yeah, sport coat. And he's got little candy cane cufflinks.
Oh.
So he's festive. He's so festive.
He's festive. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So Parker, at the end of the party, everybody's kind of like left and they're under the mistletoe.
Ooh. Stuck.
Yeah. And so basically he tells her, I'll make a bet with you. Uh-huh. Spend the week with me.
We'll go see the Rockets.
Yes.
Wait. You're going to love Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's supposed to participate in like a musical.
Oh,
at Rockets.
That like her mom puts on with like the... like the townspeople,
the kids,
she like Christmas caroling.
No, I don't. I don't really know.
Like it's Love Actually,
like a play.
Oh. You see the Christmas play.
Yeah, and she has okay. like dress up in like tights, like an elf or something. And
oh,
so
boy.
He okay. said, if she falls in love with Christmas,
uh huh,
and him,
yes, mm-hmm. then he wins, and he doesn't really want anything. Mm. But
he
if
wants something.
She falls in love with Christmas, or wait, if she doesn't fall in love with Christmas. Then he will take her place in the musical and he'll wear the tights.
Oh.
So she'll get okay. out of her little embarrassing thing that her mom's doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So they do the bet. What is his first way that he's like, I'm going to make you love Christmas?
I feel like I've read.
Oh, wait.
You've read this?
Mm-hmm. You start your part and then we're going to do the page.
I feel like with like the number of books that I've read, this is going to go one of two ways. It works well and it's great, or everything he plans goes to absolute hell and it's just like they find the joy together anyway. Oh. But it's either going to be like he like slowly shows her that everything's amazing, or everything he plans just falls apart and they're like, wow, we're so in love. And also I told you about Christmas, but they find the spirit later.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway. We'll see.
So yeah, it's interesting. There's like those are the two ways that probably how some of the the grumpy sunshine yeah. kind of stuff goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This book has been done 100 times.
I mean, of course.
Yeah.
So let's guess some pages.
Let's how guess many some pages?
131.
131, and it's a Vanessa book. Let's keep this in mind. Let's keep it in mind.
It's a Vanessa book.
It's
page 4.
Is it on the cover? I'm going to say 69.
Oh, 54.
Ooh, I was right.
Ooh, nice.
I nailed it.
Nice, nice. Price is right. Rules.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So they, how does he start to prove that Christmas is
so
amazing?
So he literally shows up the very next day after the party, like 9 a.m. Like she's hungover.
Fucking jingle bells and a wreath.
Jingle bells. And let me tell you, her mom's house, uh-huh. I think her mom's name's Stacy, which I think is just so funny because they say it all the time. But her house is like your house. The china is Christmas. The coffee cups are Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas music is playing. Mm-hmm. Her mom is making peppermint bark, gingerbread cookies.
It is the North Pole.
It is yes. the North Pole.
It's the
Pole,
headquarters 100%. Of Christmas.
Which is my living room currently.
Right. Yes.
You're right that yeah. I switch out all of my Christmas china and... yes, it's a lot
like I'm surprised you don't have silverware with a Christmas tree and a bell on it. Or
I
something.
Have my Spode serving dish, like serving spoons, but our actual silverware, no, not
Step it up, Emily.
Not yet.
Step
maybe it up. Next year.
One more trip to the Rockettes and it's just going to show up in your house.
So, like, also her mom's making, like, peppermint mocha coffee.
She is a Christmas elf.
Yes, 100%. So
he shows up at 9 a.m. in Jingle Bells, I'm lost.
Just more like he's just like Jingle Bells, I'm here. Like, okay, I'm picturing the Hallmark
Emily,
movie.
I think Emily said that.
No, yeah, I'm picturing.
I literally
like,
pictured him dressed up like Santa or something, maybe. No, and I was what? Okay.
No. I just feel like on like every Hallmark movie, it's always them like banging on the door, holding like a wreath, and like, well, Jingle Bells, and she's like, what time is it?
Well, actually, her mom wakes her up and she's like, you need to come downstairs.
Someone's here for you.
Yeah, and she's like, what are you talking about? And then she's like, oh, shit. He was serious, and we're getting this started.
All right. Okay.
So he takes her to a Christmas tree farm.
Was it Love Light Farm?
It wasn't.
Were there raccoons?
No. No weird brother-sister duo.
Making out with all their clothes on.
Those siblings are very in love.
Comfy pants.
God. Okay.
So they go to pick out a Christmas tree. And of course, she's like, I'm too hungover for this. He's like, I promise you won't have to do anything. But they get into like a big argument over like what kind of tree. And she quickly realizes like, well, one, she's totally still into him.
Yeah, of course.
She's trying hard to fight it. But
how could you not be?
He's just so handsome.
Get in, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also she's realizing that they used to have like a really like bickering kind of relationship.
Yes.
Where
yes.
All right,
Barbara's in.
I'm in.
Friends with tension.
Yes,
you need a little bit of
it.
So it's very combative. You know, he thinks they need a short one. She wants a big, tall one.
I bet she does.
Yeah, they get. They do have some fun, like
back and forth
size
banter.
Girth.
Oh, little teeth, little titillation.
She's like, you just like the ones that are short and sausage like. So it's very like funny.
He's like, I don't know if you can fit this tree through your doorway.
Yeah. So they pick out, and it's actually his first Christmas tree that he's had like on his own. Oh. So like, even though he's been moved out of his parents' house, you know, he still lives in the small town, but he's never really done any of the Christmas stuff on his own because he's been so busy being like a doctor.
Busy businessman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, this is the first time he's like hired someone to like help him out at his practice. He has his own practice.
It is cold and flu season.
Yeah. So he has like a nurse practitioner helping him out. So he's finally like.
And this is COVID too.
Taking. Oh my God. Shut up. He's strawberries. Taking some time. There's no COVID in this book. It's Christmas.
Someone keeps coming in allergic to strawberries and keeps
COVID
passing out.
COVID kills
office.
The vibe.
I thought you loved it.
COVID is such a bummer.
Not in my smut.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Okay, so he's taking her on all these little...
It was his first time, too. So he's, like, super excited.
Yeah, so he's, like, making... He's, like, trying... Doing his, like, own traditions and then, like, doing it with her.
Ooh.
So it makes it kind of sweet because, like, he pulls out an ornament and it's, like, a picture of the three of them when they were, like, a kid. Aww. And, yeah, so it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
So... He picks her up later that night because he's got to go to work.
Yes.
And he's like, come over and we'll decorate the tree together. And then they fuck.
Like, right. Like, first
page
night.
Page four. I knew it.
Yes.
Okay. What's his deal? Has he always wanted her or like?
Yes.
Like, he's like, this is my opportunity.
But there's still tension.
I think it was just one of those things where it's like, she was really young and her brother's best friend.
And like,
she
I can't moved, do that with my
or
brother's
her best friend's
sister.
Yeah.
And so, she's never even home.
Yeah. Mm. And then she came back looking like $1 million, apparently.
And he immediately got to it as opposed to taking 10 years.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway. No, he was ready.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He was ready.
Okay.
So, if you want to read.
Do we want to read?
I can tell you a little bit more.
Let's read. Because we're at that point, and then we can see how the story progresses.
Do we need
after.
To know how they lead into it? Like, they're going to decorate the tree, and then, boom, they're decorating
each
other?
Yeah, literally, they're decorating the tree. He has a dog named Marshmallow.
He has a dog named Marshmallow.
Oh, and he picks her up. And
Marshmallow or the girl?
The girl to put the angel on the tree.
Oh.
And she slides down his body, yaddy, yaddy.
And she gets stuck on a branch.
It's such a classic. It works every time.
So they're close. And then the dog comes running in and pushes them together.
Oh.
And then they kiss.
Hallmark.
And of course, he's like, I'm so sorry. And she's like, no, I want to. And he's like, good, because I want to.
Good.
They do it by the tree.
No, she gets on him like a little koala. They're kissing all the way.
She's so tiny, I'm sure.
Oh, no, she's not tiny. She's plus size.
Oh, I love it.
They mentioned it a little bit, and I think a lot of people were kind of like annoyed at some of the reviews that she wasn't like, it was mentioned that she's plus size, or that she's like curvy, but that they don't really like talk about it a lot.
No one's ever happy with how bodies are. I know.
Like, it's just... I'm like, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, tell me that she has curves.
Yeah.
I love it.
Great.
But I don't really need to hear about like how
it being
that affects
a thing.
Her like as a
It doesn't
person.
Need to be a plot point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It just is.
Yeah.
It's just more of like building out like your visual in your head.
Right.
You know?
Squeezing on a big ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emily likes it. Yeah. She's like big tits, big ass.
That's what's up.
I'm really worried they're gonna have sex around the dog.
No.
Yeah.
No,
where does the dog go? Oh, she got on him. He carries her.
Yeah, they go up to the master bedroom and he kicks the door shut.
Okay, good.
Marshmallow.
He's the doctor. It'll be fine.
Marshmallow's just like, well, I guess I'll just wait out here.
Okay.
So, the first coming is not penetration.
Of course.
But I did... If you keep clicking, you'll hit a little. It's not very far away when they do penetrate. And it's only like 4 pages, I think.
Okay.
Vanessa, I feel like every time we do a Vanessa episode, you're like, we can do 2 scenes.
Yeah.
We can do 3.
Let's just
fine.
Do
you
want to
read them both? I don't mind.
I mean, do what you want to do, you know?
Let's just see.
She's like, I just feel like we should do like the first like coming of her, of him, and the first like insertion.
Yeah.
And, like,
first 2-hour episode.
Yeah. Like, is that going to be when we do a wide choose of where it's like her first coming with each one?
Well, yeah, because there's individual scenes, and then of course when they're all together.
Oh my god!
And then sometimes it's like there's a new one, and so then they got to do a scene all together.
Oh, I'm not ready.
Barbara's clutching.
Oh no.
Okay, so they're up in their room. He's carried her up. He's kicked Marshmallow out.
Wait, what is her name?
Quinn. Oh, Quinn.
Okay, what is
I wanted
does he...
to say he calls her Quinny, which
okay,
is like
gonna
a nickname from when she was little, which she hates. She's like, don't call me that. And he also calls her Little Scott
because
her last name's Quinn Scott.
I thought maybe it was like her brother's name.
No. Like
Emily.
Well, yeah,
I heard that sometimes they get together.
Oh,
the effect we have had on you with this podcast, my God.
But when they are doing it, he calls her Love.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
She's British. Okay.
So is he British? We're not ready for that yet.
Oh, God.
Parker dips his head between my thighs, rubbing the coarse hair of his stubble along the sensitive skin.
Okay, wait. Rubbing the coarse hair. What?
Of his.
Of his stubble.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I went ahead and cut to the chase. He's going down on her.
Thank you. But no, I thought it was describing her coarse hair. And I was just so thrown. Like, whoa. Okay.
She's like describing her bush.
It's his facial hair.
This
Got
is
it.
Also from her point of view. There is no man point of view in this, just the woman's
there we
all
go.
Right.
Point of view. Sorry.
This one's for you, Emily.
Thank you.
Parker, yeah, before dragging his nose, this is a Vanessa book, along my folds and inhaling deeply.
Inhaling deeply? She's already going.
You smell so fucking good, Quinn. Oh my God. Even when I try to joke about it, it's oh.
You didn't touch your face once when we were reading my last episode.
It's like I'm like getting hot. I'm just like.
Shouldn't have wore that sweater.
Using his fingers, he parts my lips, exposing my my throbbing clit.
You're going so quiet.
And
this
then flicks it with his tongue. Hi, Diane.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, I cry. In response, my back arches from the bed and my hands find his hair to pull him closer against me. Without warning, he spreads me wide open and begins devouring me like a starved man eating his last meal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
Alternate. I'm like clutching my little like my little necktie on my necktie.
Your hoodie.
I'm not wearing a hoodie. Emily's wearing little strings on my hoodie. And I'm like, okay. be professional, Emily.
Wow, this is like one paragraph.
I know. I think it's because we've had like such a break from this, you know? Without warning, spreads me wide open, alternating between rough and fast strokes. He flicks my clit with his tongue, then takes it between his lips and sucks, fattening his tongue and licking me from ass to clit over and over.
Vanessa book.
Like a, how many like licks does it take to the get?
Yeah, this is like a Lil' Kim song. Okay. Nothing has ever felt so good. No one has ever brought me so close to orgasm so quickly, so effortlessly. I mean, girls, same. I'm not even experiencing this, but I
this is we're getting she's there.
He circles his tongue around my entrance. That's what it was. When I was trying to figure the entrance.
Yes. I was going to say that, but I felt that was too...
I was trying to remember what it was. Because last week, whenever it was, what's her face, being like, the space between my legs.
The place where I needed you. Yeah.
He circles his tongue around my entrance, spearing inside of me. Then replaces his tongue. I like how you were almost like, I don't know if this book is going to be good to read.
I didn't say that.
I don't know. We'll see.
You wanted Why Choose.
I do.
Compared to...
I'll give it to you, babe.
Yeah, you will. A couple times.
Oh, my God.
Just not a holiday one.
While his tongue thrashes along my clit, he adds another finger, fucking me roughly. The sound is so erotic that goosebumps break out along my arms, my nipples hardening as he tongue fucks my drenched pussy.
See, nipples.
Yeah.
That's
like, that's that. Wow. Goodness. That's more of like, you see, when I do this, this happens.
Put it in action.
Oh, fuck. You're so responsive, love. Come for me. Just when I feel like I'm going to combust from the pressure of his fingers and the rhythm of his tongue, he rubs along my G-spot and my vision dances. Black spots sparkle behind my eyes as my hands tug desperately at his hair. The pressure, it's too much. Mm-hmm. I push back against the feeling, the sensation that I might pee.
What?
She's like, I'm going to pee. I'm going to TT. And let my orgasm take over. A sudden wet gush.
Oh.
Leaves my body. She pisses. She pisses the bed.
She doesn't piss. She squirts.
That ain't piss. That squirt.
You're
nasty. I have heard conflicting reports about what it is. So.
Oh. Hmm. Do they think that it's pee mostly?
It's from the same place, but it's not pee.
What?
It's as close as you can be to it without being it.
Yeah.
Oh my
or something
God.
Like that. I can't remember. Oh but it is from arousal.
Yeah.
Just like a guy ejaculates. Women do it too, but obviously not all women do it.
From our kidneys to our bladder.
Oh my God.
Well,
I tremble, my entire body quaking with the power of my orgasm. And through it all, he never stops his assault of my clit with his tongue. So he's just lapping it up. Just like gulp, gulp, gulp.
Assault.
And having a wet gush take over. And he's just drinking it up like a straw. Like,
I am clutching so many pearls right now.
And this is still not even a why choose. He brings it home.
I just picturing like the third base runner just going like, bring it home.
That's his tongue. Never letting up. He never lets up his assault.
Never.
Only when the tremors have subsided and I'm a panting wet mess on the bed beneath him does he pull back, leaving one last gentle kiss to my oversensitive clit.
Wow.
Holy fuck. That was incredible. He murmurs. And you know what?
He didn't talk about causal analysis once.
He did not give a work presentation at all.
I don't think she's wearing leggings.
Wow. He just like, that's one assault I'll get behind.
oh my God. That's the quote for the episode.
Oh no.
So now I skipped ahead to the first entrance because Vanessa had that highlighted.
I will tell
as well.
You real quick that this is the first time she's ever done it. And of course, she's mortified.
Wait, ever? She's a virgin?
She's ever squirted. Never squirted before. And so she immediately is like, I'm so sorry. And he's like, I love that.
Girl, I literally drank it.
Yeah. Yeah, he loved it.
He's like, the stuff that's in the bed is only what I couldn't get down.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So then he goes to grab a condom and she's like, I'm on birth control. I'm clean. It's been a while. We're old friends.
You're literally a doctor. It's fine.
I know where I can get some meds if I need it.
He's like, yeah.
What state are they in? Could she get a...
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Okay. So he's like, let's raw dog. Let's do it.
Yes, he's into it.
Parker lines his cock up with my entrance, then thrusts inside of me in one flex of his hips, driving himself to the hilt. I'm so full of his cock that I cry out, my chest arching against his waiting lips. You know what I think it is that we've read either like such like nothing, but then also such like monster stuff that it has been a minute since I'm like,
oh my God.
Okay. I mean, oh my God. Okay.
This is just straightforward smut.
Yes. It's good to be back. It's good to be back home. You
comfy
know,
clothes.
Like, yeah.
She missed us.
Slowly, torturously slow, he pulls out of me, then thrusts back in with a hard slap of his hips. Was it his hips that slapped or was it his balls that slapped?
She talks about that.
Oh my God. Vanessa books our next level.
She talks about that later. But you probably won't read it, but later in the book.
But we know, you know what? For those of you that want to read this, there is still plenty for you to read.
Uh-huh. This is barely any.
Oh, okay.
This is just the tip. He pulls my foot up to his broad muscled shoulder so he can swivel his hips deeper, reaching a part of me that I never knew existed until this very moment. Parker quit it.
A doctor. He's very familiar with anatomy.
With my foot on his shoulder and my leg hoisted high in the air, she's flexible.
Mm-hmm.
He begins to fuck me furiously.
He's mad.
His thrusts are punishing and so deep that I can feel the head of him nudging against my cervix. So deep that it hurts just the smallest amount, but mixed with the pleasure. He sends me to euphoria. His strong, powerful body hovers over me as he fucks me enough to bring me to the brink of another mind-blowing orgasm, even without him touching my clit. I can't even finish the sentence as he pounds into me harder, faster, with each thrust. come for me, Quinn. I want to feel you coming around my cock. I'm just reading him like Phantom of the Opera now.
Why are you? You know? What is happening?
You sound like one of the Christmas ghosts.
I was went to like Phantom of the Opera where he's like, sing for me. He grunts, running into me. His intense eyes pouring into mine. We haven't. They're not dark, but they're intense.
They're intense.
Before he can even drop his thumb to my clit, I explode, fireworks detonating behind my vision for the second time. The Star Spangled Banner playing in the distance. She's like, ah! I come with him buried inside me, my bosom. I'm just thinking if she like squirts again, it's like a he's inside of her, so it's like your thumb on the end of a hose. It just goes everywhere.
Oh no!
I come with him buried inside of me, my body spasming and my back arching off the bed. Each drag of his cock in and out of me, sending me higher and higher. A different planet, an alternate universe. Now this one's on ayahuasca. She's
really guiding her through.
She is going for it. It's indescribable. It's perfect. That's it, love. Just like that. His brows are pinched in concentration, and I can tell by his expression and the way that he plays my body that Parker isn't done. Once the aftershocks of my orgasms have receded, he pulls out of my body even as I protest and lets out a hoarse laugh.
Nay. Oh. I was not expecting that.
See? Getcha. My eyes flit down to his cock, glistening with my juices.
Oh.
Still harder than ever. You didn't come, I pant, because I'm just getting started, Quinn.
Good Lord.
Get on your stomach.
So we can stop there.
So cliffhanger, if y'all want to know what they do after
read the book.
You can read the book.
I feel like that's enough orgasms. That's I think that was like three.
That's also only 44% in.
Vanessa books. Oh my God.
So much more.
I think after this, she says, I take back what I said about there not being an ungentlemanly bone in his body because the bone is definitely his cock.
Get it?
So.
Wow.
So then they. So they're
sweet
they
little fucking, small
so
town.
She's like, you know what? I love Christmas.
Real good.
She's definitely not sold.
She's still like, why don't you prove it to me some more?
No, she's like, I love sex, but I don't love Christmas.
So he wears a Santa outfit and he's like, he does Santa one day, a Grinch another day, the elf the next day. Reindeer play.
He takes her ice skating, classic, which is somewhere that they've gone before when they were younger.
Okay.
So she liked ice skating a lot when she was younger. So, and then they run into Santa Claus and he makes her take a picture. And the three of them take a picture together. And she tells Santa
what she wants. Fucking good in bed. For Christmas. I went like past the North Pole.
Santa, what do you think squirting is?
Yeah. Santa, is it normal to you? Does Mrs. Claus do that?
But Barbara's speechless.
Oh my
her
God.
Pearls are clutching her.
So I think also he hired Santa, but they don't really come out and say that. But he like knows her full name. He calls her Quinn Scott.
Oh, like a Christmas miracle for her to believe.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So maybe it's magic. I don't know. But maybe Parker hired him,
or just like told him. I don't know. Or maybe it is real.
Yeah. Maybe it was really
maybe
Santa.
Santa's real.
She did say he looked really good. He looked just like Santa.
He had a real beard.
All right.
She basically tries to give him an out after the first time they hooked up. Like, it's fine. We were drinking eggnog. Like, I'm going back to New York, you know. Mm. Like, it's fine. And he gets kind of offended.
Good.
And he's like, no, like, I like you. I want to do this more. And so she definitely starts to just lean in and like, we're gonna have the best week ever, and you're never gonna forget me.
Oh,
there's a naughty doctor scene at
she has a good exam.
His practice after hours where they 100% play doctor.
Oh my God,
he puts on gloves.
He's like, put your feet in the stirrups and scoot down.
Oh my God, no. Emily, you are on timeout.
He's like, now you're gonna feel a little pinch. Oh, the, hear the speculum.
She's unhinged.
Yeah.
No. We've ruined her. So obviously, I won't give away the whole book. Yeah, but they.
It seems like one that you read twice, like willingly, and then another to look into. So it is one that you would recommend others to read.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fun, not too long, super raunchy,
super dirty. Yeah.
I think so. Let's get into the reviews because I think that is kind of where a lot of the reviews that I read. Where people were expecting a wholesome Hallmark.
Oh, they're scandalized.
And they were
not happy.
Not
about
ready
it.
For yes. score.
They were clutching.
Yes. So I'll just read some and then I'll kind of like.
Yeah.
What's touch the on it. Overall ratings of it?
So on. There's 11,000, 12,000 ratings on Goodreads and it's a 3.57.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think it's definitely the...
It's a lot of reviews, but...
They were not expecting
that. They were expecting something else.
See, this is why you need to trust us for our Goodreads reviews.
Yeah,
about we'll whether or not it's super spicy.
Yeah.
We will get on it.
Yeah.
Explicit language. Okay, so Mona said, the only thing I liked about it was the cute cover. I didn't find this book cute or festive. I wasn't expecting the explicit sex scenes in this book, as some refer to as spicy. It was so cringy.
As some refer to as spicy, this is a novice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. She saw this like, oh, that looks cute.
I want to read a Hallmark movie.
Mm-mm.
Nothing else.
Mm-mm.
Aside from that, all the repetitive descriptive words really got on my nerves. Most notably, corded muscles. And the amount of times that I had to read that Dr. Parker shows off his corded muscles in his sexy Henley shirt. It reminded me so hard of the comfy pants.
Oh, like okay. They really described it.
I kind of wanted to look up how many times they mentioned a Henley shirt.
Dude, Henley shirts are having a huge moment in romance novels
really?
These days. And one of my favorite ones, which we'll have to do in the new year. The Love Hypothesis.
She
wears a Henley, and they mentioned it a few times. And it's just like, oh, like I feel like it's always like the Henley was like made for him.
Oh.
And they I don't know. Because there apparently are women out there who are like, that's my kink. I fucking love Henley.
Like just like a casual T-shirt.
Well, they're like kind of like she calls him like a lumberjack a lot of times.
They're like an undershirt, like a.
You know, the
thermals.
Yeah, it has like the little buttons, mm-hmm. and they're kind of like tight.
Yeah,
yeah, more manly.
Yeah. So Mona hates that.
I like that she also continued reading it.
I like that she enjoyed the cover.
Even though she was like, I didn't expect this, but let's see what else they do.
She said, I find it amusing that some of the reviews I read or watch were always mentioned triggers, but for any mentions of like body type, race, bullying, other kind of stuff, but no mention or worry about porn, squirting, or all the highly explicit things mentioned in this book.
Oh my God.
No, because that's the stuff we expect.
She's like, at least give us a little heads up. I'm not a prude, but when I pick up a festive Christmas book, at least make it about that. I didn't DNF because I just hate to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I wanted it to count towards my 2022 book.
The numbers.
So Anna said, probably the worst book I've read so far.
Wow.
Oh my God.
The amount of conversations were just super cringe. She hated the pet names.
He hated him that he said love.
Yeah, I didn't think that they were that bad.
She kept
calling him Dr. Grant too.
That's literally his name.
Yeah,
I know. I was like, that sounds hot.
He's dating
like,
a doctor. What? I'd be calling him Dr.
Parker.
I mean,
yeah. Yeah, Dr. Parker. before he knew she liked him. That they were already kissing, and that he grabbed her thigh without consent in the car. And I was like, they've literally known each other forever.
Yeah.
And she's like super hot for him.
She was okay. She liked it. Was it an aggressive grab?
No, it was a mistletoe kiss.
No, yeah. But he's just like touching her thigh in the car.
Oh yeah. In the car, she was like trying to like ignore him. And he like grabbed her leg to get her attention. It wasn't like
doesn't sound. I think that the only assault was on her clit. So
yeah, which she needed more.
Yeah.
So Esther basically hated how fast paced this was. She hated that they were kissing in the first chapter, and she said it felt like a Netflix Christmas movie, and she meant this as an insult.
Well, it is, but it's one where they fuck.
Also, it's fast paced. It's 130 pages. It's a novella. Yeah. It's gonna be faster than. All right.
Right. Like, you maybe check like the page count, and then mm-hmm. you can see if it's like that. Usually lets us know what kind of a burn it is.
Yeah.
Someone basically hated it, but they said that they were going to give it 2 stars just because of the spice.
I like that they're like, I hate it, but I respect it.
The other end of the spectrum of I hated I was the not plot. Ready for this.
Yeah, love the porn.
Yeah,
enough to give it another star.
That's valid.
Yeah,
I like that one.
He worked for that star.
Yeah, that's a good. I think it's the Vanessa Reads are always a special type. But yeah. I think that's what's so good about having, like, the two of y'all, like, bring your books, because there are, like, there's so many different genres. Like I said, we haven't even touched on most of them, that it's fun to get the different things from both of you. You know, especially when there's ones that you guys both liked or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just nice to be all-encompassing. I was thinking about this earlier, and Becca, what? Mm. Barbara, as our resident Taylor Swiftie,
yes,
is the and fanfic.
Mm.
Is there a Taylor and Travis fanfic?
I don't want to know, but there's got to be hundreds by now.
Do you feel like you, as a Swiftie, that is something that you would want to read or no?
God, no,
no. You don't want to hear about him assaulting her clit.
Oh my God. Emily.
Don't talk about her that way.
I mean, no.
I don't know why that just popped in my mind. Like, I was thinking
like
about
if it. I'm reading a story about somebody who is, you know, famous, like it's a movie actress and he plays hockey, like, fine. I can do that, but I don't want to read. I think the fanfics about real people are cringy.
In real relationships or like real friendships.
And I think I've just spent too much time around like you, like Jeff and everyone, where I'm just like, I see that like they get recognized at restaurants and I'm like, oh, this is so awkward. So like reading fanfic about real people is just, it's so much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but there's probably some good ones out there.
Oof. We'll have to get into fanfic in the new year. We'll have to think about all the stuff that we want for the new year.
We have so many ideas.
Yeah. We've gotten so many great recommendations from everybody through our email, through messages, all the stuff on all of our socials. And what was the mistletoe bet? What was the author?
Maren Moore.
Mm. Oh, okay. Mom? Mistletoe Bet by Maren Moore. That's a good one.
It sounds like a good one. Yeah.
Well, if you want to read more, you should. Maren Moore. Well, thank you for like bringing in a great book, Vanessa. And I hope that all of our listeners continue to listen and continue to rate, review, like, subscribe, share, everything. Any possible button under an account that you can do, please do for us. We appreciate it. Do all the buttons. And let us know like what kind of things that you're liking and you know, anything that you're wanting from us in the new year, and we'll see what we can do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.